大家好，我叫开涛。
My name is Alfred。
旁边这位是我的亲密对头人天慧。
The one next to me is my wife, my intimate opponent. Her name is Belinda.
我们是长郡美华牧师的门徒。
We are disciples of Pastor Kelly and Johnny.
到今年的母亲节。
For this year Mother's Day,
我们结婚就满40周年了。
It will be our 40th wedding anniversary.
我们生长在完全不同的家庭背景。
We grew up in very different upbringing.
我在香港出生。
I was born in Hong Kong.
住公屋。
And I work here. I live in public housing.
父母在工厂打工。
And my parents, they were working in factories.
生活艰苦。
So it was very tough living.
我小学就要背着妹妹去买菜烧饭。
So when I was a kid, I had to carry my sister and I had to cook for my family.
求学的时候我自己找学校。
And I had to look for schools myself.
后来去了台湾念大学。
And afterward, I went to Taiwan to study universities.
就认识了我这位最好的太太。
And I met this wonderful wife of mine.
婚后我们回到香港。
So after we got together, we moved back to Hong Kong.
很快我在银行就找到一份稳定的工作。
And very quickly, I got a very stable job.
还有公司的宿舍。
And it came together with housing.
在80年代。
And in the 80s.
能有地方住是很幸运的。
This is a great blessing to have a place to live.
太太也很快的学习香港人的步伐。
And my wife, she very quickly picked up the Hong Kong living.
学广东话。
And she picked up Cantonese.
投入工作。
And she started working.
我们有一个共同的目标。
We have one same goal.
就是要赚钱。
That is, we have to earn money.
存钱。
And we have to,
deposit.
We have to save money.
买房子。
We have to buy a house.
凡事要讲求经济实际效益。Sorry.
Everything has to be cost efficient.
其他都不重要。
Everything else doesn't matter.
在台湾求学谈恋爱的时候。
And when I was in school in Taiwan and we were in love.
我可以邀请她喝咖啡。
I would just brought her to have coffee.
但回到香港后
But after I came back to Hong Kong,
每次她要我陪她喝咖啡的时候
Every time when she asked me to go out to have coffee with her,
我就会说
I would say to her,
如果是楼下的大家呢，我就会去。
If it is fair with downstairs, we will go.
公司有活动。
And at the company, if we have events,
开始我也会带她去参加。
At the beginning, I would bring her along.
但是回来总是吵架收场。
But every time it ended with us arguing with each other.
我觉得她不懂得如何去跟人沟通。
So I came to think that she probably doesn't know how to interact with others.
不懂互动。
She doesn't know how to socialize.
非常情绪化。
She must be very emotional.
后来干脆先发制人。
So at the end, I decided that I would just do something.
我凶她，发红球。
I would go to her first with my anger.
表达我的不满。
I would just let her know what I'm unhappy about.
我也笑她是乡下婆，村姑。
And I would come to tease her, and I would say that she is a country woman, a village maid.
更加冷落她。
And I'll start to isolate her.
也不喜欢我跟她一起外出。
And I would not bring her along if I go out.
我是很年轻就嫁给他，从台湾来到香港。
When I was very young, I married him and I came to Hong Kong.
我在这里边我是无亲无故。
So here I don't have my family.
我只有他一个人。
It was only him alone.
我当然喜欢和他在一起了。
Of course, I love to spend time with him.
但是每一次在一起都让我非常的失望。
But every time I spend time with him, it turned out to become very disappointing.
我们到街上的时候
，as we were walking on the street,
走到那个电器店呢，他就在那个地方不走了。
If we arrived to some electronic store, he would spend a lot of time there.
我想他陪我去一下服装店。
And I wanted him to accompany me to check out some fashion
stores. 他就黑着脸对我说。
And then he would pull a long face and say to me,
我在这里等你，你自己进去。
I just wait you outside. I just wait you here. You go inside yourself.
和他朋友在一起情况就更惨烈。
And if I have spent time with his friends, it's even worse.
我不懂股票。
I don't know stock market.
我也不懂得麻将。
I don't know how to play mahjong.
他们讲话我完全搭不上嘴。
Everything they talk about, I have no common topic with them.
而且我不喜欢那种这个脸这个皮笑肉不笑的这种虚假的应酬。
Also, I didn't enjoy faking my smiles to socialize with others.
然后去茶楼饮茶还要排队。
And then go to Chinese restaurant, we have to line up.
我觉得完全浪费时间。
I thought that it was just a waste of time.
我们几乎都没有交集了。
So, we decided not to talk to each other.
平时我们工作很忙碌。
Actually, we work very hard. It was very busy.
那他晚上有时候还会有应酬。
And, at night, he would continue to have his social gatherings.
但是每一个星期天我们有一个风雨不改的节目。
But every week, there would be one activity that is never changed.
就是呢我们要带着孩子去公婆家里吃晚饭。
That is, we would take our kids and we'll go to the house of my parents-in-law.
所以呢，我们从来都没有一家四口的家庭活动或者是节目。
So in a way, you can say that we don't have our own family activities or time.
星期天白天，他可以陪着朋友出外去玩爬山。
For the whole Sunday daytime, he would be spending all the time with his friends, going out, hiking, doing different kind of things.
然后到了晚上的时候，他就会准时报到，打电话来。
And then at night, then very right on time, he would just give me a call.
然后催促我要带着孩子去公婆那里报到。
But it is only to rush me to go to his parents' place and be there on time.
所以谈恋爱那个时候那一个充满了阳光气息又非常温和很善解人意的那个男孩子
So that very sunny, very understanding, very sweet boy I used to know
好像已经死掉了
he's gone for good
我觉得他又骄傲又冷漠
I thought he was really arrogant and he's so cold to me
每一次我表达的时候
And every time I try to express my emotions
他就说我太多意见
He would
tell me that 你想操控我
You have too many ideas You're trying to control me
所以我的家庭婚姻很不愉快
So therefore my marriage It is really unhappy for me
我觉得非常的疲倦也很失望
I felt so tired I felt so disappointed
我想过离婚我也想过要自杀那个时候
I had thoughts of getting divorced or killing myself.
但是我都没有勇气。
But I don't have the courage to do.
直到了我四十岁的时候，信了耶稣。
And then I turned 40s, I came to Christ.
我就把在我丈夫上的眼光，我就转向了耶稣。
And I decided to turn my attention from my husband to Jesus.
信了耶稣以后
，After we came to Christ.
我们彼此都会尽量的保持和睦。
We'll try our best to stay harmony.
我不再和朋友外出。
And I will not go out so much with my friends.
不再打麻将。
I no longer play mahjong.
把时间的留给家人。
I'll give all my time to my family.
但是过去那些不愉快的伤害。
But with all the unhappy things that happened in the past.
我们不懂得怎么处理。
We had no idea how to deal with them.
天薇的压抑太深。
Belinda, she got a lot of pressures.
直到我们来到六一一
And she felt very oppressed until we came to 611.
神不断的医治
God started healing.
很奇妙的天薇又成为同工
And very miraculously, she became one of the staff.
更有机会参与书写的工作
And she started to help with writing books at church.
都开始变得积极喜乐
And she started to become more positive and more joyful.
有动力
And she is motivated.
而且常有笑容
And she is always smiling.
以前我对她板起脸发脾气
In the past, I put long faces to her.
她就不敢讲话
And she would stop speaking to me.
现在她变得很勇敢
But now she's very brave.
敢跟我 say no.
She would say no to me.
我感到过去 我所认识那个年轻可爱的女孩子
And I felt that very young, very cute girls I used to know in the past
又回来了
She came back
以前我们失去了自由和喜乐又回来了
And in the past, all the freedom, all the joy that we have lost, now they all came back
在这个参与写《亲密对头人》这本书的过程里面
，In this process of writing the book,
那我就学着师母呢，啊，他牧师师母他们所定的原则，哈，我就照样去去做。
I try to follow the principles set by Pastor Joshua and Simo.
那我就开始去撞击他。
So I try to confront my husband.
吃饭去哪一家餐厅，我开始有意见。
So where to go for dinner, for the restaurant, I'll start to give my opinions.
其实开始的时候，我心里面会也有点怕。
At the beginning, I was actually easily taken back.
怕他的脸色，怕他拒绝。
I'm so afraid to see his bad emotions or that he will reject me.
开始的时候他也会垂死挣扎
And at the beginning he would try to whine and he would refuse
我一讲话他就跑
And when I open my mouth he would just run away He doesn't want to listen to me
真的是40年的婚姻太僵硬了
I guess it's 40 years of marriage Our relationship got very stiff
但是我就继续的撞击
But I would continue to confront him
有时候也会去找权柄
Sometimes I would go to my cell leaders
结果很意外的
It is out of my expectations.
我的老公呢，现在就变得好像的非常的柔软
，because right now my husband
很有弹性
became very gentle，
而且迅速配合，迅速悔改
，is very cooperative, very willing to listen.
然后他也会听我的意见
，and he will also listen to me.
我们呢，其实几天都打一次擂台的
，actually we always go into this couple's ring.
可是我们现在打起来，很快就已经可以和好
，but right now even we have to confront each other, we make up very quickly.
收放自如
，and we are in very good control.
我们更加的贴近对方
，we can listen to each other more deeply.
然后几天前呢，我们就开始也来给对方起这个，我们就在想那个亲密的称呼。
And then a few days back, we tried to think of a sweet nickname for each other.
开始也觉得有点鸡皮疙瘩。
At the beginning, we're not sure.
但是后来我们才发现，原来在我们谈恋爱的时候，我们是有的。
But then, we started to record it at the beginning of our relationship. We actually have nicknames.
那个时候我叫他总司令。
I used to call him Commander.
那他叫我。
And he called me my sweet little sister.
我没有想到呢，真的是神是信实的。
So God is really faithful.
我不知道我们年过半百之后
Now over half, you know, 50 years or more
神把爱情还给我
God returned a love back to us
婚姻还给我
A marriage back to us
我们现在更加的甜蜜
Now we are closer to each other
而且因为能够参与服事
And because we all help serving at the church
让我的生命得到发挥
I feel that my life is being used by God
我要感谢爱我从不放弃我的神
And I really give thanks to God who never let me go
而且我要谢谢牧师跟师母
And I have to give thanks to Pastor Joshua and Simo
是因为你们给我平台
For giving me platforms
给我机会
Opportunities
我觉得活到今天
I think that coming up to this point in life
我才可以真正的感受到生命的意义
I truly live the meaning of life.
而且我们不是仅仅的活着。
And also we're living together.
而且我们可以用我们余下的生命去祝福更多的人。
And we're using our life to bless people around.
感谢主。
Thank you, God.
我们将所有的荣耀颂赞都归给天上的阿爸父。
We give all the praise and glory to our Heavenly Father above.